Good day, everybody. Good day. Today is Monday, November 6, 2017. Going beyond the grind, going beyond the hustle. I'm going to talk about something I didn't want to talk about, but in light of what just happened, it's something serious. I want to talk about the unexpected. Trust me, yesterday, almost 50 people were not expecting what happened to happen. And it happens, and it happens, and it will happen. It'll continue to happen. The unexpected I'm talking about. All the other nonsense behind it, that's for a different argument. That's for a different conversation. I'm just talking about dealing with the unexpected. Folks, no one expects the unexpected. No one does. I don't. You don't. But we know sometimes things are going to happen. And we go into life with that mindset of knowing, you know, expect the unexpected. It's not a fatalist view. It's not a pessimistic view of life. What it is, it's a real view of life. See, life is not rose-colored glasses. Life is not always going to be a bowl of cherries. A lot of times, it's going to be the pits. It will be the pits, not the cherries. But when you get the cherries, you enjoy them, you cherish them, you relish in them. There we go. And you make the best of it. But no one is truly prepared for the unexpected, especially when it happens. Sure, you can train and you can plan, you can have all these binders and you can have these directives and you can have these policies and procedures. But as someone, as a famous general once said, your battle plan is only as good up until the moment that first bullet flies. And it's not, I'm not trying to make light of it, but they were talking about situation in World War II. It's a great plan, but when the bullets start flying, everything changes. And a lot of the plan just goes out the window because you're in reaction mode. So when it happens, what do you do? What do you do? And this could be anything from a loss of a contract to the business closing to, well, what happened at church yesterday in Sutherland Springs, Texas. You have to be prepared. You have to know how to act. You have to know how to respond. You have to do what it takes to get out of the situation in one piece. Sure, the odds are going to be against you during that unexpected situation because, again, it's unexpected. But knowing what to do in the unexpected, when the unexpected occurs, usually has more of a positive ending. Unfortunately, it didn't yesterday, and that's okay. That's the way life is. Life is, like I said, not going to be a bowl of cherries. And life is going to give you opportunities, more and more opportunities at the unexpected. Could be like your girlfriend breaking up with you. It could be your husband running off with another woman. It could be your boss deciding you're no longer needed where you're at. It could be any number of things. That's the unexpected. We'll talk about that this week. Just think about it. Are you truly prepared for the unexpected? And you're not. You can plan. You can train. But are you really, truly prepared? But you know what else you can do to prepare? Is to make today, please, make today better than yesterday.